You're listening to 2SER 107.3, just at the end of last week. Sydney band The Uplifting Bellends released their new record, Supergiant 4, which is slated to be the finale in that series launching. And ahead of that, I've got James, frontman of the band, on the line to talk a little bit about it. James, welcome to Tuesday Drive. It's wonderful to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Felix.
Supergiant 4, was it ever meant to be a four-part installment? Was the series ever meant to run this long?
No, it's meant to run a bit longer. I've always had the idea to have Supergiant X, number 10. That was going to be real epic, and it was going to be like big ideas for a big gatefold, you know, 10-part gold disc. But as, you know, time goes on, it gets less likely, I think. It's a lot of songs.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of the interesting things about, like, series-based albums is that they're such a monumental project, and even if you haven't gotten to X, 4 is a huge body of work. The album has just dropped on Friday, September the 30th. What's the plan for the album launch? I know you've got some shows coming up with the Brights alongside the release. Talk to me a little bit about the celebration for this record coming out.
Yeah, well, September 30th was last Friday, so we had a gig in Melbourne, because half of us live down in Melbourne at the moment. So we had a gig at the Retreat in Brunswick, and it went off. It was great. It was really good. Everyone I know from Melbourne was there. Everyone I've ever met in Melbourne came to the gig. My girlfriend, whole family were there. That was good. Yeah, I guess my band was there as well, so that's good.
Yeah, I suppose...
Glad they showed up.
I suppose the other thing is that you're now heading out with this album on tour through Sydney, Wollongong, Melbourne, Byron, Gold Coast throughout October.
Yeah, a bit of an East Coast.
Yeah, what are you most looking forward to bringing on the road out of the Supergiant series? Like, to some extent, you feel like this is a bit of a send-off to the franchise?
Yeah, possibly. Chet, who also plays in the band, is threatening that this is his last music he'll ever do. He's sick of it. So it's a good chance for everyone to really get a last glimpse of Chet on stage. Which, you know, it'd be sad to lose him as the performer, but it was always bound to happen. He's quite temperamental, old Chet. I reckon as a band, we're probably most looking forward to Byron Bay. Treating it more like a holiday, all the royalties, you know, paying for the Eco Lodge. Everyone's going up. A lot of people from Melbourne are going up. It's going to be huge. I'd recommend that gig. And one of the other guys works at Yuli's Brews. Shout out to Yuli's Brew. We get heaps of free beers. So it's great. Anyone come up?
I love it. I guess the other thing about Supergiant is that there's a quote in the press release from you talking about how the album is about being homesick and longing for old friends after living in the central desert for a while. Talk to me a little bit about that experience. I'm really curious how the central desert shaped a kind of city psych album.
Yeah. I was living out there. We did Supergiant 3, and then I think that came out on maybe the start of 2020, like January 2020.
Yeah.
And then but mid January 2020, I left. After the album came out. And then went out there. I was working in Yuendumu, which is pretty 280 or 90 kilometers out of Alice Springs. I was working there at an art center for like a year and a half, and then Chet came out, and then I went to another community. So he was working in Yuendumu, and I was working out in Nirrumbi. And then while we were there, we kind of finished off the recordings to the songs that are on the album. And I don't know. I guess I wrote them all when I was out there by myself, because I was out there by myself because COVID kind of wouldn't let anyone in or out. So I was just... I had two cats and three dogs, and we'd all sit around and write songs together.
Oh yeah, and the cats and dogs feature on the album then.
They do. Yeah. We still occasionally get together and play.
Nice.
Yeah, I live with two of them, the dogs now, and they're always keen. and they're good. They might come on to buy. I'm not sure if they come to buy them.
No, awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go because we're out of time, but it has been a pleasure speaking with you, James. And fresh reminder for those of you listening that Friday, 7th of October, free show at the Lord Gladstone with the Brights. And the one James was mentioning was 14th of October, Beach Hotel Byron Bay is a free show with Gimme Flowns and the Spring Rollers. James, thank you so much for joining us here on Tuesday Drive.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No worries.